Afghanistan's neighbor, Pakistan, is sorting through the fallout of yesterday's bombing in Kabul. The country has ties to the Taliban, but also to the terrorist group that took credit for the attacks that left at least 100 dead. NPR International Affairs correspondent Jackie Northam is monitoring all this from Islamabad and joins us now. Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
We saw reports that Pakistani leaders had cheered the Taliban's takeover of Kabul, but has there been an official government response from Pakistan?
To the attack, yeah, the government here in Pakistan condemned yesterday's attack in Kabul at the airport. And the prime minister issued a statement saying there needs to be peace in Afghanistan and that a power vacuum there would be catastrophic. You know, at the same time, though, he defended the Taliban, saying that it's respecting international treaties and it's not allowing Afghanistan to be used by militants for attacks on other countries. Except the problem is you had this attack yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing here is I think it's fair to say that relations between the U.S. and Pakistan are not good right now. And he's keenly aware of that. Since President Biden took office, he still has not called Prime Minister Khan. And that's become kind of a running joke here in Pakistan. So beyond everything else that's going on, you know, the relations between the two countries are really poor right now.
So tell us a little bit about ISIS-K that has claimed responsibility for the attacks and, in fact, has staged attacks in Afghanistan for a number of years. What do we know about them?
Well, they initially started as an affiliate of ISIS in Syria and Iraq in 2015. And a number of militants left there and started their own chapter, if you like, here in Pakistan with the Pakistan Taliban. And they ended up splitting from that group because they didn't consider the Pakistan Taliban to follow this really extreme vision that ISIS-K has of Islam. And, you know, however we thought the Taliban was, ISIS-K is considered to be much more ruthless, much more brutal. The K in the name stands for Khorasan, and it's a historical name for this area, you know, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Central Asia. The group does not have a large number of followers, but is constantly trying to recruit new militants. And frankly, you don't need large numbers to launch terror attacks. One other thing, the Afghan Taliban, ISIS-K, are adversaries. And this attack yesterday is considered to be a real black eye for the Taliban in Afghanistan because they were supposed to be overseeing the security at the airport and supposed to have good intelligence on the ground for this sort of thing. And obviously they don't.
Well, Pakistani leaders may be happy that the Taliban has taken control. But what does the country gain by having the Taliban running things just to their northern border?
It allows Pakistan to have this a certain amount of control over what's happening in neighboring Afghanistan. It's also seen as sort of a bulwark against Indian influence in Afghanistan, which is something that Pakistan really does not want. You know, these are pretty much sworn enemies, Pakistan and India. And so if the Taliban is running things in Afghanistan, then Pakistan feels like it has, you know, some control and can, you know, exert some influence. But obviously with this attack yesterday, there's just more than the Taliban that are going to be involved in Afghanistan. You know, this isn't, I spent a lot of time in Afghanistan, and, you know, this is a big country with wide open spaces in remote corners. And, you know, you have militant groups, you know, coming in from all corners. And the Taliban is going to have to be able to control them, but that is not certain at all. And the other thing that's complicating this is that Pakistan may not have the same influence that it did a long time ago over the Taliban. You know, it threw one of its leaders, Abdul Ghani Bhattar, in prison for 8 years to just let him out 3 years ago. I'm not sure he has a strong allegiance to Pakistan anymore. Celeste, it's just, it is so complicated in this area of the world, and it is so fluid right now that I think it's just difficult for any country to get a grip on it.
One last question for you, Jackie, which is that the UK advised people, because of the danger to security in Kabul, that they might be safer traveling over land and trying to get out of Afghanistan through Pakistan's border. Is there an increase in refugees showing up there?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot. There are thousands of refugees at one of the main border crossings here, you know, between Afghanistan and Pakistan. most of them are Afghans, and the Pakistani says, you're not coming through unless you, you know, have a Pakistani visa. But they are letting foreigners through. And in fact, the Pakistani authorities have asked the hotels here in the capital, Islamabad, to stop taking new reservations for the next 3 weeks so that they will have room for, quote unquote, foreigners who are being evacuated from Afghanistan. So I think if the foreigners, the Westerners, whatever, can get to the border, then the Pakistanis will let them in. But, you know, for thousands of other Afghans, it's just no way it's not going to happen.
That's NPR International Affairs correspondent Jackie Northam joining us from Islamabad, Pakistan. Thanks so much, Jackie.
Thank you, Celeste.